From right here on Earth to outer space, from East Pembroke, New York to all over the place, from around the corners and over the hills, just to talk the Buffalo Bills. It's the Larry and Jerry, it's sometimes it's scary, it's a Larry and Jerry show.
Welcome aboard to season two, guys. How was your summer?
Let's get her started, boys.
Perfect, man.
That was a hell of a pop there, Larry.
That was
Larry.
A good pop. That's how I like my pops.
My summer was long. Working-wise long.
Oh, yes, working-wise long.
Yeah.
Did you raise the roof up at Pembroke?
We did raise the roof.
Very good for you?
Yes. Yes.
Very, very good.
Yes. We're all done.
Nice.
Pulling the crane out. They're all done.
Nice. Nice. I got married over the summer.
Congratulations.
You did.
I did.
I was at the
reception
party.
Did you have fun, boys?
Darien Lake State Park. I never. So here's the only semblance of all the drunks in Western New York at this guy's
party. We brought them all in.
I think you did.
We brought them all.
You must have paid a few.
Well, a couple of them has to.
There's like every bar's local bar scene.
Everybody was there.
We closed two of them down.
We got Jim Saloon. We got the Mog.
The Willow Bend. It's amazing what he had there. That's a lot, brother. I don't think I could have that kind of pull.
We had fun. That was the important thing. We all had fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad I didn't bring my wife. I would have had more fun.
Oh, I'm glad your wife was there. She had fun, too.
Come on. We got to go.
And we actually had a lot of fun when you left.
Well, everybody
she stayed.
Does.
It was okay.
No, my wife didn't stay. She was sitting in the truck. She said, come on. I'm tired. We got to go. Whatever.
It was a good time.
It was a great time.
It really was.
Great time to celebrate.
Gentlemen, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, man. Yeah. Absolutely.
The Lipperts.
Good place, man, too. I haven't been there in years.
Oh, it was a really good place.
Wow.
The food was fabulous.
The food was great. That was Kenny Marble. Kenny Marble did great.
Food was really good.
My sisters did the sides. That was fantastic.
Everything was great. I'm just telling you, whoever did it did a hell of a job.
We had a good time.
Great time.
I had a great time. I couldn't stay too long. It was early.
It was early into your surgery. You had surgery over the summer?
Couldn't walk really well.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Knee, whole thing.
You had your leg amputated.
The leg?
Yeah,
below the knee.
Yeah. That sucks.
I've never seen a better three-legged dog. I haven't.
Everything above the knee still works.
Nice.
Do you want to ask
Mostly well.
You want to ask Joanna about that one?
Thank you for those little purple pills.
No, I think they're blue.
No, the purple ones.
I'm colorblind.
Yeah. I always take them when they're dark. It's dark. The room's dark, so I don't know what color they are.
Let's call them violet.
They taste like grape, though. And you chew on them, and then like 5 minutes later.
I took one time. I got stuck in my throat. Mm-hmm. I had a stiff neck for
what
4 hours.
I thought they were vitamins from Flintstones, and it was a Barney.
Oh, vitamin V.
Yeah, I was outside like freaking a horse. It was terrible.
Gentlemen, it's been a fun summer, but I'll tell you right now, we are entering...
I'm geeked.
Week one.
I'm getting ready to go.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go. I think we ought to spit on a couple people and then we can get going.
Oh, don't even get me started.
No, we can get going if we spit on somebody.
I know.
Honestly,
you're a grown man.
If we're going to get before the Bills.
Yes, we're going to get before the Bills.
Oh, my.
Oh.
You didn't even play a defensive snap yet.
No.
You walked over. He is hands down the best defensive player on Philly.
Agreed.
You walk over. You spit on the guy's jersey. In front of the referee, you get tossed. Gotta be a suspension, right? So you've never played a down yet. You're gonna lose two games. What the hell's wrong with you?
It was odd, man. It was really odd.
There's no words. It's just typical. It's literally typical of who it was.
Gotta be a suspension.
Well,
he's always been a good player, though.
What do you mean beyond this game?
Yeah.
I think they should.
Better than the ejection, you're saying another one.
No, even if the NFL doesn't do it, I think Philadelphia should do it.
No, Philly won't.
Oh, you imagine? Nah. You imagine Sean McDermott?
I bet you he would.
No.
McDermott would.
Oh, he wouldn't stand for it.
No.
Yes. You don't think so?
No, you can say that all you want, but in the NFL, there's only 17 games. There's only 17 games. You don't want to.
It's a marathon, not a track meet. Okay, listen.
So it's true.
So week one, Allen comes out. And he kicks somebody in the nuts.
Allen's not going to do that.
But if he does.
We're talking about a player like Carter. Allen doesn't do that stuff.
It doesn't matter it who does the matter player is.
Because you got to think. It'd be like if it was our guard we had back in the day.
Incognito.
Now, if he did that.
Who was the new
Dobler?
Conrad Dobler.
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
He was.
You're
fine. But I could see him. You got to come up with a guy that did.
But if he does that, that's fine. But if Allen does that, because I didn't see Carter doing that. Carter's he's a dog. He is who he is. But not that bad. Not that out front. If Allen does it, you're telling me McDermott's going to suspend Allen for two games?
Likely not.
Prescott, not going to happen.
Prescott spit at him first.
That's the other thing.
That's
what I heard. I learned that today.
I seen it.
Yeah, because the video.
I don't
will
care
tell
if you spit
anything.
At.
Your,
I don't care if you spit at his feet or not. You still went. You still spit at him. If you suspend them both.
No.
Why? Because you got Prescott on your fantasy football team.
No, and I changed into him last night, and it didn't work out so well. So I want to spit on the son of a bitch too.
It really would have been good if CD could have caught a couple more of those passes he dropped. Because I have CD,
dude. It would have changed the game.
The take was in. The fix was in.
I think he's right.
I bet the over last night at 47.
I heard about this.
47.5 was the over. At halftime, it was 41. Two field goals.
Right.
One touchdown. We're good. We didn't score in the second half.
Come on, man. Great defense.
Come on, man. Actually, it all stopped when that lightning happened.
Oh.
God stepped in.
Man, what's up with that?
Right?
You're right about that.
Yeah. At that moment, the NFL went, hey, listen, you guys are scoring a little bit too much here. Don't do that. Okay, are we all good? All right, good. And punt, 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 boom, punt.
Well, the punters have to get paid, too.
Not on my team.
Not by the kick, though.
Not on my team.
They're on a salary.
They're salaried.
Yeah, what are you talking about? It's the salary cap.
Yeah. Yeah, they're salaried, Jer. I don't need them to.
The punters got to play, too.
No. You know, no, they get the
Everybody
hole.
Wants to play. Everybody gets a trophy.
They do. They get the hole for extra points and everything.
Everybody gets a trophy.
That's why you have a punter. He's your holder.
He's your holder, damn it. Yeah. I like it. I do.
Right? That's how we roll.
Well, it is. It is. I don't know. It is what it is, right? I mean, last night was I didn't stay up to the end.
I didn't watch it.
They lost me at lightning.
That's when I
they lost lightning, me at lightning.
They lost me at what? Lightning.
Well,
is
when the lightning strikes.
It's like, what is it, NASCAR, though? We can't. Remember when people played football and stuff?
Oh,
here we go, Scotty.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Right.
That was back when we could play Oklahoma, too. Now
Scotty
they don't
hasn't
do that.
Woken up yet.
No.
No, this old school guy over here. Yeah.
You got to.
Well, I
you
got
to woke up.
It's hard to watch now. I mean, they could put tires on. F1 runs in the rain, right? F1 does it, right?
What are they going to do? Put tires on their helmets so they don't get hit by lightning?
Oh, that's what FU does.
FU. F me?
No, F-U-N.
No, that's the fun.
Formula Un.
Florida University.
No, Formula Un.
Un. Un. Un. Oh,
Un. It's Irish. Come on in.
Come on in. Who is this? Welcome aboard. Welcome to the show.
Oh,
Mama Jude. Mama Jude in the house.
This in. is a get Mama Jude.
Mama Jude's in the house.
This is nuts.
I looked all over for everybody.
Come on, Mama.
Oh, why would I talk to you?
Oh, yeah, we're on the air tonight.
Mama Jude's on the air.
Well, how do you do?
All right, we can get her patched in.
Absolutely. Mama Jude.
This is the greatest surprise guest we could ever have.
Can't, oh, my God.
Help her up there, though.
Well, come on to my house. My house. Come on. I'm going to get you.
Help her up here. I'm going to hold the chair.
What are we doing? Or we can...
milk and cookies.
Oh, milk and cookies.
We'll lower the chair a little bit.
And then,
oh,
my God, this is just what you guys...
There you go, Mama Jude.
Mama Jude, Judy Strang just came in.
Oh, Mama Jude.
Oh, my God.
Popped into the studio. This is fantastic. I love a surprise guest.
Surprise guests are the best.
This is great.
You know what I like the best?
You didn't have to deliver a refrigerator or anything tonight?
No, I delivered him a little prize because he bought me an air conditioner.
That's a good boy.
So nice.
Okay.
I mean, Mama was hot.
Mama was hot. Really?
Well,
not my mama. No. My mama gets cold if it's like 85.
Right. There you go.
Well, this mama don't get hot to
mama
try.
Mama don't get hot to try. Whoa.
Hot to try. No one's going there. No one's going there.
No, that is 1-888 Mama Jude.
Don't forget, I was married to Doug Strang.
That she was.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
He taught me well.
That would be the father to Dougie Two Beers.
I got a sample.
No. Wrong. Dougie Pocket Beers.
Dougie Two Beers.
That's Dougie.
I like Dougie Two Beers.
Yeah.
Dougie Two Beers.
Can you hear us okay? Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was Pocket Beer Doug.
Well, I like that one. But when he pulled up,
it was hilarious.
Would you like a beer?
Sure.
Okay.
Larry will get you one. He's closer.
No. I'll get it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm now getting hot to trot with your mom.
JJ.
Yeah. I'm the one who waved to you when I drove by. You were mowing lawn.
Yes, I was mowing.
And you're like, who's that crazy old guy?
That's why I came up. I goes, well, Scott must be home.
Arnold Palmer.
Because this truck went up his driveway.
Yeah, that was me. I was...
Now, who's the man next to me?
We call him Little Larry.
Not Little Larry.
That's a little fella.
It's Larry Lippert.
Larry.
Larry Lipper?
Yeah. Larry Lippert.
Lippert.
Like leopard.
Leopard?
Leopard.
Yeah. Like your skin falls off you. Larry Lippert.
No, not leprosy.
Leprosy. Leprosy. Leprosy. Well, what the
fuck? Yeah. He's such a good boy, but he's got scabs.
He's got
He's like very him. Scabby.
He's got yeah, I don't like it. Is it scabies? I'm not sure.
It could be the scabies.
Rub the it's cream on, scabies. Honey.
So,
put the cream on.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Judy, drink your beer and shut up.
So that's a nice iced tea thing. That's an Arnold Palmer for you, Ma.
Oh, good. That's good.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. 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 Well, see, you might have to give Jude a ride home.
Yeah.
On a tractor?
Challenge accepted.
Can I mow while I'm going?
You knew my dad, didn't you? Yeah. Riding the gyms on the tractor.
Well, that was a big deal. Here we are, week one.
Wasn't it Doug? Didn't he drive from the apartment house down to the...
Yeah, and then my old man did it, and my mother came in and...
Raised the roof?
Oh, yeah.
That's where it ended.
Yeah.
Did it end?
Uh-oh.
Mama C walked in and says,
uh-oh.
Get your ass home now.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think she's ever done that to my father.
And my dad looked at her, after she walked out and said, give me another beer.
That would be your dad.
That's what he said. Give me another beer.
That would be your dad.
Another beer.
Yeah.
Good old Mel.
How'd that work out?
I was in bed.
Just asking for someone at home.
I was in bed.
Right. See?
Whatever happened. Nobody died.
Okay.
So there was no murder at 8706 Hartshorne Road.
No moitas.
No.
Okay.
Recently, though, last night, Uncle Joe's house went up for auction.
It got sold.
Yeah.
Do you know how much for?
I do.
I did.
Jojo watched it.
How
and,
much?
One went for the big one. Went for $249. The other one went for $150.
Good for all them people because
two different
Uncle,
owners.
Who's Uncle Joe?
Mortallaro.
Mortallaro.
Oh,
remember okay. Uncle Joe?
Yeah.
Down there on Hawthorne wow. Road.
Yep. So it was almost like, what, $400,000 or something for the two properties.
Well, that's a lot of property.
That's quite a bit.
Well, the one had over almost 5 acres, I think, maybe.
Good houses, too, though. Easy. And didn't need nothing. Uncle Joe, everything was new. Everything took, was taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle Joe.
Yep. Wow. So there was that last night on the Hartshorn Road. But guess what, guys? It is week one of the NFL.
Woo, woo.
And we got Jude with us here on week one, which is interesting, right?
This is awesome.
This is like, this is the best surprise guest ever.
It really is. I didn't know you were doing this tonight. It was great.
It's right up there with
Thank
Chuck.
You for the surprise. It's better than Chuck.
It's better than Chuck.
Oh, way better. Chuck's terrible.
I couldn't even hear myself.
Gorski.
Oh.
Right, Gorski. But I couldn't even hear. Well, Chuck's loud, yeah.
Does
but,
she know Gorski?
Yeah, you know Chuck. He's a nice. Song. Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, you'd be like, why truck doesn't driver. He shut his mouth?
He's loud.
He's a loud guy.
You know why? Because he drives truck all day and he needs to be.
He does need a little social interaction.
Yes.
Eastbound and down. Loaded
Roll
up
him up and trucking. We're going to do what they say can be done.
Yeah, it's a long
We got a long season to go, and the Bills are just start trucking.
Yeah, watch the old Bandit run. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that...
Watch old Allen run.
Watch Josh Allen run. I'm telling you.
I don't want to see that. I want to see a little Cookie run.
Last night...
I got news.
Uh-oh. Hold on a minute.
Wait. Everyone stop. Stop the presses. Mr. and Mrs. George Bush and all the ships at sea.
Woo-hoo.
What's the news? What's the breaking news?
What year is it now?
My grandson...
His cousin's Avery uncle
has got himself a job.
Oh.
Woohoo! Yeah. Oh, wait, there's more.
With the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, no way. Congratulations.
Hallelujah.
Is he the long snapper?
Hallelujah.
Because he's, well, actually, he's working the food stand that the Bills go to. And he's getting paid for it.
Nice.
And he gets to watch
that's
the
a win.
Game. That's a game.
That's
he
a win.
A game for nothing.
Congratulations. Okay.
Yes. And this goes along with what he's going to college for that fits in with sports management.
Atta boy. Maybe we can hire him as a Sabres GM.
Yeah.
We're trying to fire Kevin Adam.
Too soon.
Or
Jerry.
Trade him.
Pretty true, yeah. No,
Too
no.
Soon, Jerry.
So that's good. With the
that's
Buffalo
awesome.
Bills.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
So he's thinking he might get a couple Bills autographs.
Is it a job or an internship?
It's a job. He's
nice.
He's getting paid. I think it's $18 an hour.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. He's so excited he can't stand himself.
Nice. I bet you his mother can't neither. No, I'm kidding. I'm just...
I'm here
all night long, people. I'm here all night long.
All night long.
That's fantastic. That is.
Yeah.
I walked into Walmart today and Piano Man was singing. It was on the.
It's 9 o'clock.
And I'm literally
Saturday.
Yes, and I'm literally singing
a regular
as I'm
crowd
walking through.
Russell's in.
And I'm like, and people are walking by me.
There's an old man sitting next to me.
Making love to his tonic and gin. La di da di da. La di da di da. La, di, da, di, da.
Bum, bum, bum,
they didn't
bum,
tune
bum,
in to hear us sing.
Jerry. No, Jerry at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free.
Oh, he does.
He's
do
quick
that.
With a joke or to light up your smoke, but you there's can't. Someplace that he'd rather be.
I, you can't smoke oh, until the bar.
La di da di da. Da Boom, 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 boom. Sing us the song. You're the podcast man.
Ah, da 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 da.
It's all good, right, Mom?
He's awesome.
That a girl.
It gets
that
loud. Is it too loud? We can turn it down. No.
No, I can't hear anyway.
What?
What?
Oh, is it not loud enough?
I'm sorry.
I don't know. So this is something we did last season. We did this podcast thing where we all sit down with microphones and discuss the Buffalo Bills
and the NFL.
The NFL.
Or Kevin Adams.
Yep. Oh,
no, that's not NHL. Yet. That's and totally different.
Not yet.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Maybe in another month.
Shut up.
So not everyone can purchase a salmon shirt with an Under Armour logo on it.
Or.
Unless you do this. Shirt? Yeah, you got to have this kind of show. That's what happens.
Yeah. I think Mama dressed to match.
Well, look at that.
Just so you know.
It's you guys are right between hues.
She knew I was here.
This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little PBR shirt.
Mental telepathy.
No, I don't know if it's mental telepathy. I think it's just mental
retardation.
Tilapia-thy.
Oh, I love tilapia.
Yeah, fried. Mostly
it,
bad.
Isn't it like a pudding?
No, oh, it's no. A fish.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you've never had fish pudding?
Fish pudding?
Wow, yeah. That come out of your nose. That was fantastic.
Fish pudding is hard to get these days.
It is.
It's what is like, that stuff that got little, look like little eyeballs? What is that kind of pudding?
Tapioca.
Tapioca.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Love me some tapioca.
People like it? There's someone that likes it.
Carol does.
The salmon shirt.
Carol does.
You do?
I love tapioca.
Mama C does.
You probably like tapioca.
Yeah. Of course. You guys would eat.
It was like a delicacy. Shut your mouth what you guys would eat.
You guys would eat. It, what was it called? It was called pig jello.
We'd eat everything but the squeal.
Used to make pig jello.
Pig jello. Yeah, what is pig jello?
So, used Mama? To make pig jello.
My dad used to buy hen hocks.
Okay.
And he boiled it and boiled it and boiled it until it turned to a gel. And also, he would season it and put it in the fridge. But he didn't. He left the ham hocks right in there. And then you ate it like just like jello. But it had that meaty piggy taste, you know.
I know a girl with ham hocks. That was waiting there. That was right there.
It was cankles, though. Oh, yeah. Mostly.
Ham hock.
Oh, cankles. I knew a girl with cankles. Cankles. And they tasted like ham hocks.
So back in the day, it wasn't all just, you know, as being Hungarian. We grew up Hungarian, Mom, yeah, right? So we had goulash, but that wasn't goulash. So beyond goulash.
It's not German goulash. It's Hungarian goulash.
Oh, it was Hungarian goulash.
That's different.
What's in the Hungarian goulash?
That's the normal goulash.
A couple dead people or what?
Right. Maybe. Hungarian goulash is the normal goulash.
Peppers.
Peepers.
Remember them peppers?
I'm trying to think how it was made. My brain don't work no more, you know.
What? Neither does Jerry's. That's
mine doesn't
fine.
Neither.
Neither does Kevin Adams.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon. Oh, my God.
We gotta open up the board, baby. We gotta open up the board.
I had no idea. The webmaster got a new chair. This is fantastic.
I know.
I told you that earlier.
I wanted
I missed it.
You get a new chair?
Well, I didn't.
And you said that's my password. New chair 7888.
934.
Oh.
Wait till he hears this back.
Okay, go on into my... That's my bank password. New chair.
New chair.
8675309. 309.
My password 1234.
8675309.
8675309.
That's Jenny's number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jenny, who can I turn to? Yeah. Give me something I can hold on to.
8675309.
So pig jello.
Pig jello was like a. It was tallow. It was pork tallow.
Yeah.
With
so you're
salt
eating pork fat.
Yes. Salt with salt and pepper. And somehow this was. My grandpa lived to be 83, yeah. 86, 83.
83.
Well, this is no short time here.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little secret. That stuff's better for you than the shit we got now.
I concur.
Me Papa.
Beef tallow.
Margarine's bullshit.
Beef tallow.
Butter. Real butter.
Beef tallow. Pig or bacon or
regular
pork tallow.
Yeah.
You name it. That's the stuff you want
to
cook.
Me Papa went to school with rendered lard sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Just boil it up on some white bread.
That fat's not as bad as the weird stuff we're doing, right? Partially hydrogenated bullshit oil.
Hey, partially. Oh, my God. It's not butter. No, it's not even close.
Excuse me.
It's not butter. No shit, yeah. It's not butter. Yeah.
Jerry's nut butter.
Pardon me, it's not orgasms, right? Whatever.
It's not butter, Scott.
You sell things,
and
right?
And what is it?
It's just a flea flicker.
Flea flicker?
Josh Allen drops back. He doesn't throw the Statue of Liberty. He lets it go.
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty flea flicker.
And then James Cook starts to... Flea flick it off into the...
James Cook takes it to the house. That's what he does.
Oh, no.
That's the first play from scrimmage.
I love the flea flicker.
I'm calling it.
Call it.
Can I call that?
Call up Bobby.
I like the idea.
Wrong, not Bobby.
Bobby's
Babbitt,
the other side of the ball.
That's the other side of the ball.
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady.
Yes, Wayne Brady.
Any relation to...
It's not Joe Brady. It's no. Wayne Brady.
You guys got my text today from the paper?
Yes.
That was today's paper. It's right here. It was a little bit brutal.
Did they? I'm sorry. I missed the North Carolina.
It was bad.
Did they get blown out?
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, they got torched.
Herbstreak had his dog calling the game.
It was torched. Oh, yeah. It was
bad. That's how bad it was.
Really?
Yeah. This is actually a really good
Did anybody think it was going to work out?
I think a lot of people did.
Oh, just silly people.
I'm a coach, bud. I'm a coach. Remember, what was it? Herb Meyer.
No,
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer.
Not Herb. Herb would be too normal.
Oh, it's Herb Tarlick.
His name's Herb Tarlick. That's where I'm at with this. This Herb. Is a perfect week one podcast right here on the Larry and Jerry Show.
Herb.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. With Jude showing up.
Jude.
Special guest.
Mama Jude.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys should fly.
I did see some pigs
That's
flying.
My favorite Thanksgiving episode, man. Oh, That's man. The best. They play it every year. WKRP.
They really do.
In Cincinnati.
Oh, Lonnie Anderson died.
Oh, she's dead.
Sorry.
God rest her soul.
So beautiful.
Hold on a minute.
Beautiful.
Let's have a moment of silence.
I like Bailey. Bailey Quarters is.
Well, Bailey's still alive, so we can't.
I liked her, though. Better.
Moment of silence for.
All right, and there we are.
What the hell was that?
So tonight we have the AFC game going on, too, a little bit tonight,
we
too.
We do have a game.
Yeah, it's in Brazil, so it's really not. It's football.
The NFL.
Yeah,
the NFL football. Will come up. They'll find a way to screw up football,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, they will. They just did tonight.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can we just play on Sundays and Mondays, please?
No, I like Mondays.
No, Thank Sundays you. And Mondays. Can we just play on Sundays?
Mondays
and Mondays?
Is yeah, no Thursdays.
Stop
Thursdays
with the Thursday
are
games.
Stupid.
The Thursday is always shit. We don't have a game plan. Let's
just stop with
the better
Thursday
team
game.
Always wins.
Just stop with a Thursday with. Game. Just stop. I don't like it.
They get.
I don't even watch the games hardly on Thursday.
They get Brazilians of dollars to do this.
That's a lot of money.
It is. And
it's kind of like winning.
That's where
the,
they are tonight. So they get Brazilians of dollars.
So it's Kansas City and the San Diego Chargers.
The Chargers. Which is a really important divisional matchup.
Not really.
The Chiefs will win. In that division is.
It's not really. It's like the big, you know, like the Bills game. They say, oh, it's really important.
It's like
it's
the
not.
Bills Dolphins.
No, it's like the Bills the game today or Sunday.
Chargers are number two in that division.
I don't think so. I think the Broncos are number two.
Well,
I really do. I think they got a way, 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 way,
Patriots game?
Way better defense than the Chargers.
It's not that big. Yeah. I'm with you, Larry.
What's that?
I don't know how good the Broncos are. You guys are putting too much on Sean Payton's plate.
No, I think their defense is a
Bo
really
Nix
good
is the
defense.
Second coming of Elway.
I never said
Come
that.
On. That's what people are saying.
I said people, not Jerry.
You are not people.
I'm not people.
No, I mean you might be dog.
I'm a dog.
You may be canine.
I'm a dog.
Yes. No, you're one of them yippy dogs.
No. Speaking of dogs, Brian Getz got bit by a dog at the res.
Well, of course he did. He's the fucking cable guy.
No.
The cable guy gets bit by dogs.
You want to know what happened?
He got bit by a dog.
So he goes in, paying for gas.
Yeah.
And they ask these two guys to leave quietly. And security guard says, you guys got to leave. And they raise some cane. So Brian's paying for gas.
This is at a gas station?
In the res.
You sure it wasn't a head shop?
Nope. It was at the gas station. And as Brian's walking out, these two guys are beating the living daylights out of this security guard.
Who? What kind of gas station has a security guard?
Next
this
thing
is a goddamn head shop.
Next thing you know, Brian tackles a guy, right? Gets him off him. The other guy, you know, he's helping him out. Some lady in a car opens up her car door, lets a dog out. Who let the dog out? The lady in the car.
Let the dogs out.
So the dog went out and took a bite out of the security guard's shoulder. Uh-oh. Brian swung at it to get it off there. The dog bit his arm. He can't move these two fingers.
Which one's this one?
No, these two.
This one still works?
Yeah, it's terrible. You should have seen the... It was terrible.
I'll never play an A minor ever again.
No.
That chord is kind of tricky.
I might never go to a head shop on the res again.
I never do anyways. So...
Because it wasn't a gas station.
I can't go
there. I'm just telling you where I'm... Whatever, dude. Gas station, head shop. It doesn't matter, but does it really... You really got to let your dog out and go bite somebody?
That's terrible, man. Dude, that happens to our meter readers all the time. At National Greed. And
that is why I carry it. It's not for... It's not for people. Greed?
Yeah. Oh, did I say that?
Oh, I caught
National
that.
Greed.
Yeah, I think I said... But so our meter readers go to houses and sometimes they let the dogs out.
Who did?
They do it all
Who
the time.
Who let the dogs out, though?
Like...
The owners?
I want to say... It sounds like I'm saying bigger, but it ends with an N and it starts with an N.
I get it. I understand, but the...
I don't know if I can say that. Can I say that?
No, I think you can. Bigger. The biggers.
There's people like that, though.
The FCC is going to have a problem.
People have problems all the time, Larry. And I'll tell you, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Thank God for Kathy Hochul.
She got lucky.
I think your mom needs the crossword. She's done with this section.
You got lucky, babe. I found you.
Do-do-do.
So, I feel like we better get some luck on our side this weekend. I'm going to wipe the slate clean.
Really? You think we need luck?
I do.
Oh, no.
Dude, I think our defense, Buffalo Bills defense right now is racked up because Tre'Davious ain't playing. He's on the fence, right? Probably will not play.
Well, our kicker, whatever, man.
Shut your mouth.
It is what it is.
Tyler Bass.
Yeah.
He's not playing.
He's not going to be Bass-O-Matic. Because he's on IR.
In the water. Weed in the water. And then we got some guy that don't even know. He's not super Bass-O-Matic.
No.
What? Prater?
Prater. I like him. I do.
But he's like 74 years old, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a hell of a kicker.
Yeah, 61.
He's a hell of a kicker. But if honest to God, if it comes
he's not
to
ready
a
for
kicker,
Social Security yet.
Not quite.
Not yet.
Oh, if it comes to a kicker, we got problems.
Yeah, hopefully not. But I'll tell you that I think the way our defense looks, a little. I love the fact that we got Milano playing, and Bernard. I love that. How
Both
much
of
is
them, we got issues at safety. You got to figure that out.
Yes, we do.
I don't know. They said we had issues at linebacker
left
a couple
corner.
Years ago. When
I'm not worried about...
Tre'Davious is probably not playing.
D-line? Well, our corners on back.
Hairston is...
Have a problem.
Yeah. Our secondary.
Yeah.
They're going to look to pass.
But that's fine.
Let them pass.
They're going to run long outs.
Let them.
Then let your linemen
and get...
This is where you paid Joey Bosa $12 million for 1 year.
I want to see what Bosa does.
I do too.
I want to see Bosa.
I do too.
Bosa, Rousseau, I'm a big fan of
Deion Walker, my big fat guy I drafted. See?
Those two fat kids.
No, the tall
TJ
fat kids.
TJ Sanders and Deion Walker.
That guy's a big
the
dude.
The both of them. Big dudes. And big quick dudes.
Ballerina bear, they call him.
Yeah. Big quick dudes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like both of them.
DeJuan Carter's not playing. He's
out.
Out for the year. So.
Out.
Wow. Out. Yeah, I got hurt.
Tore his Achilles.
Achilles, yeah. Which sucks because he was good.
Man, that, you
but
know.
That's going to, it'll help you out when Ogunjobu comes back.
Right. Right, true.
Yeah. Say that again.
Ogunjobu.
Ogunjobi?
Ogunjobu.
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You're my only hope.
I don't know.
Okunjobo. You're my only hope.
Okunjobo.
Ojobo?
A lot of people died to get you this information.
Many people. Yes.
Ojobo.
Okunjobo.
Yeah. Okunjobo.
How about Jobo?
Ababama.
How would you do?
Uncle Jobo.
Ababama. Uncle who?
Adabubu?
Oh,
Uncle Jobo.
We lost it really fast.
Yeah, right that there. Went really fast.
That's fine. These guys had a good summer, both of them.
They did?
He got married, yeah.
I worked my ass off.
You got married.
Yeah, Jerry straightened right out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? I worked yeah. a lot.
Look at that shirt.
Way too many.
You earn hours. A shirt like that.
Yeah.
Way too many hours.
You earn that shirt.
What, with that can?
No, he likes it in the can.
I'm not true. For the records, not true.
No, he's drinking in his decanter is a
decanter,
little PBR.
It's like a calorimeter. It's
so
an adiabatic.
My daughter got this for me,
as John Will would say.
Old lives matter.
Old lives, yes, yeah.
Yeah, white wives matter.
That was before he liked it in the can. Now no more daughters.
White wives matter.
No, I still got daughters.
Well, yeah, you kept them. You can't have any more.
We're toast. We are so toast.
Why, what happened?
Speaking of smelling toast, anybody smell toast? I think I'm having a stroke.
I smell burning feathers.
Really?
No. Really? I'm just kidding.
Let me torch one up for you.
They say if you smell toast, you're having a stroke.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
I love toast, though.
Yeah, I know it. Burnt toast.
Go to the light.
Yeah. Go to
the light. Then bacon is at the end.
Oh. It starts
toast. And then bacon.
And then you die.
And then you die. And then get your breakfast and laugh.
But you
it's
die.
Like the Last Supper, but it's the last breakfast.
You die smiling. Happy as hell.
So, Judy, there's not much to talk about because there is no last week of football.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. First week one is fun, right? We talk about the Buffalo Bills this week,
and
right?
And then we talk about our lives.
Who's your favorite? And the summers we've had, right? Even we've earned our shirts.
And Scott had surgery.
We earned our shirts. So, but I tell you, Mom, who's your favorite? Can I ask you this? Buffalo Bill.
Ooh. Ever.
Who's your favorite Buffalo Bill?
God, I don't know. Right now it's Josh Allen.
You could do worse.
You could.
I do like that answer. Yeah. So if you feel that's it, you can think about it.
Oh, that's a great question.
My favorite Buffalo Bill of all time.
Go ahead.
Might be just what you said.
But who was
the guy's nice?
Who was our last quarterback?
Jim Kelly.
I liked him too.
No shit.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Larry, you got anybody?
My favorite Bill of all time. Hands down, Cornelius Bennett.
Wow.
Cornelius Bennett.
For what reason? Down.
He was a fantastic. He changed games. Mm. He really did. And when they paired him, they made that trade.
Yep.
The Halloween trade. They paired him with Bruce Smith. He was a game changer for about 5 years. He was ridiculously good. He went to Atlanta and was just.
Biscuit.
Yeah. I loved him.
Wow.
He was great.
Can I have two?
You can have two. You can have seven if you want.
I was thinking, but biscuits? Keep going.
Biscuit.
Biscuit.
Yes,
he loved
Bruce Smith was one of my favorites.
Biscuits and gravy.
Bruce Smith was like the man. Smith was the man.
Bruce Smith was great.
But I really honestly.
It's hard for me to.
So many of them. Josh Allen is like right up there because he literally fits the mold of Buffalo and our communities around Buffalo. I mean, the guy just seems like he's like, you go to a bar with him, have a drink, and he wouldn't even say anything different.
Yep.
My one of my back in the 90s favorite players was Daryl Taley. Daryl Taley just played the game like it was supposed to be played.
He did.
And he was never got any recognition for it. And the guy played awesome.
Ha, you guys
I love Daryl Taley. He was, but he played, just great football.
Don't kill me, but I'm going to say Steve Tasker.
Oh, I love Tasker. I was thinking Tasker.
I love
Tasker. He changed some games. The guy won the MVP in a Pro Bowl, dude.
God damn.
Yeah, no.
He did.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's back when they played football in the pro.
Dude, he would be the fifth wide receiver when they had a, like, it was like, the, what did they call that? When they did that, there was five wideouts. And Kelly was like, and without any, like, there was no, like, call. It was like, there was no lineup and there was no snap play call. It was just like fast. It was like, what do they call that? The shotgun.
It was the no huddle.
But it was a no huddle, but they called it the K gun.
It wasn't the K gun. Okay. Had to have Keith McKellar on the field.
Oh.
Because that's why it was called the K gun.
It was because it was Jim Kelly's offense.
Actually. No. Is it the K gun was called because Keith McKellar. So that's why they called it the K gun.
I thought it was Jim Kelly.
Yeah, I did too for years and years. Ted Marchabrota will tell you it was because of Keith McKellar. They called it the K gun.
That's pretty legit.
And they just went out there.
I can't argue with it because I don't know.
I don't know either.
They went three wide with Keith McKellar and just.
And they ran the same play in five, six different formations. That was
absolutely
it. K gun.
Yep. That's all they did. They literally went up and said, okay, we're gonna run.
In the first quarter.
But yeah. Everybody's, they're seven different formations, but it was the same play every time.
And Kelly called it at the line and we just rolled.
It was unbelievable.
And it was because
Thurman Thomas was one of my favorites. So was an O.J. Simpson.
Thomas was
I don't
great.
Care what anybody says. O.J. Simpson.
But we all got our little favorites. You know?
I liked O.J. too.
O.J. back in the, I mean, come on. Nobody's ever going to.
We can love.
2014?
We can love Bruce. We can love Thurman. We can love Reed. Yeah. Kelly. But we all got our, you know, little niche favorites.
Yeah.
That's where Bennett comes in for me. Right. I mean, I love those guys.
Yeah, but Daryl Talley was, I mean, he
I like
played,
the D ball.
And that's for you.
Yeah, no, he played the game like, I mean, he didn't look for recognition whatsoever.
If Milano has a good year, he's going to be my new.
He'll crawl right up.
I just.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I love Matt.
He's got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Got to stay healthy.
Well, is he going to be here? Who's that's that? Another question.
He'll be here.
No.
He's here for 2 years.
What's his name? Phil Villapiano. It was close.
Oh, number 41.
Phil Villapiano was my dad's favorite player because that guy gave a shit and he played, right?
He did. He did play.
I liked a couple different players back in the 80s. Right? There was Roland Hooks.
I love. Rolling he had the he
New England Patriots.
The New England Patriots game, yeah.
And was that the John? No. Was that who was doing the TV or the radio at that? Roland Hooks. How do you spell relief? Remember, it was Rolades.
It was. But it was Van Miller.
Von Miller. Van, not Von. Mm-hmm. Van Miller.
Yeah.
Van Miller. Yep.
About that. We grew up in good times where you could listen
absolutely.
To Ted Darling.
Yeah.
Yep. Rick Jenneret.
Yep.
And Van Miller. You didn't even need the game.
Here we are.
You didn't need the game on TV.
Here we are talking about sports on a microphone, and we are dorks. We're fucking dorks, right? I mean, I want you to be good, but those guys were the best that there was. We grew up listening to some of the best.
I remember listening to Rick Jenneret.
Yeah, that was the best.
Because nobody was ever, they never played on TV.
On the radio.
They never played on TV.
Yep.
Ever. Maybe one or maybe like four games a year on Channel 2. Mm-hmm. On Channel 2. That song.
Yeah.
And you get to.
A Saber dance.
But you get to listen to. And he'd be like, the Sabres are going from left to right. And you're literally visualizing left to right. And the way Jenneret called a hockey game was superb. Superb.
Superb.
It was the best. You got a question.
Now, our illustrious Tom Brady.
Love Tom Brady.
I don't.
You do?
He's great. He's a goat.
Probably the best quarterback to play the game.
He looks like a goat.
Asshole.
Don't have to like
Thank
the
him.
Guy. Yeah, no.
Judy said it. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
So now I can say.
Never did.
That's where the Jazz people.
What's your
the question? Jazz people hate Eddie Van Halen because Eddie Van Halen was better than them, but he played the other style of music.
Well, maybe that's why I hate him.
See that, and that's perfect. That's
so what's your question, Mama?
Mama Jude says he's an asshole. I think he's an asshole.
We're rowing the boat.
isn't he retired
yes.
and turned announcer?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Isn't he?
Not no more. He's an owner of the Oakland Raiders.
He can.
The Vegas Raiders, and he cannot had to pick.
He's not doing it.
He's not an announcer this year?
No, I think Greg Olson took back over number one on Fox.
Really?
That's what I heard.
That's a better move for everyone.
I like Olson better anyway, but really?
That's what I was told because.
Tom Brady to who not told announce.
You? I read it.
But I'll tell you what, Tom Brady is a fantastic quarterback. That guy was best quarterback.
Do you know why he was the best? And he'll tell you why he was the best. You know why?
No.
Because he studied. He said, I did not have the athletic ability. I lived the skills. He goes, I studied. I studied the defenses. He knew the Kansas City defense better than the defensive coordinator knew it when they played them in the Super Bowl. He literally said that. Wow. He goes, I knew exactly what was being called.
Here's a similar situation. Jeff Gordon was the best guy to keep them tires on that car for 500 miles and go as fast as he could. Everyone hated him, but he made them tires last. Mm-hmm. That guy was fast, and you could hate him or not, but nobody could make tires last like Jeff Gordon. He could make them last. And at the end, that fucking guy won a lot of shit.
Yes,
he did.
But
he made tires last. It's all about the feel for the wheel, man. Wow. Yeah.
I know.
So there's shit like that, right?
Tom Brady, I mean, did I not like him when he played for...
Oh, I hated him. Yeah. We're the Buffalo Bills, man. What's his name? Lossman? Jim Lossman? John Lossman?
JP.
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 Joe James. JP. What's J stand for?
Julius.
Julius.
Lossman.
JP Lossman. We had that.
John Paul.
I think it was John Paul.
Dude, it was just hard, right? Those were hard times, were they not? I mean, they were very hard.
I agree.
I don't like Brady just because of Fitzpatrick.
Polish cannon.
No, after he beat him.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Polish cannon.
No, after he beat him in Buffalo.
What the hell was...
And then he went up to go shake his hand.
Amish
cannon.
Because he had like seven kids.
Yes, the Amish cannon.
Yeah, he's like, can't stop.
No, it was the beard and the shitty finish.
but Brady wouldn't shake his hand.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said
he wouldn't shake whose hand?
After Fitzpatrick
beat him.
Right. This is the best first episode 15, ever.
16.
8, 9. 14, it was 8, 9.
8, 9, 10. Somewhere around there.
8, 9, 10.
Somewhere around there. He beat him.
Yeah.
And that was the game where you hear him go, woohoo! You could hear it.
Oh, yeah.
That game.
Tom Brady.
And he went over to go shake his hand. And Tom Brady wouldn't shake his hand. He just walked off the field. And Ryan Fitzpatrick says, he's the biggest sourced loser you'll ever meet. That guy's a piece of shit.
So,
day one.
But honestly,
no one
likes to lose.
No, but Jesus, you beat the Bills 33 times out of 3 losses.
And you shook our hands. We shook your hand losing every time.
Just so you know.
And now you won't fucking shake my hand?
Did you see that?
Jesus never beat the Bills.
No, did you see that when he signed in New Jersey?
I don't know.
Did you see that when he signed a new Bills jersey?
No.
The one, the ice game?
Brady did it? What?
Some guy walked up to Tom Brady and says, hey, you mind signing my jersey? And he handed him the Patriots game.
Oh, so the new jersey.
The winner.
The white jersey
with the blue. And he goes, ooh, this is sharp. This is a nice jersey. He goes, yeah, I'll sign it. He wrote Tom Brady. And on the 7, it was Josh Allen jersey. He goes 33-3. That's what his record was against the Bills.
Because he studied.
No, he actually had to look it up. He goes,
studied.
Hold on a minute. He goes, he writes 33-3. I'm like, that's kind of funny.
God damn.
He kind of trolled the Bills.
Really?
To me, that's funny shit.
That's funny to you.
It is.
Not funny to me.
He dominated us.
No, I don't like that.
He did.
Well, because he studied.
Our defense was piss poor, too.
I don't know. We had some good defenses.
Yeah, we did kind of have
a little bit.
We did. We had some really good defenses.
Our defense has never played. Well,
are you kidding me?
Through the drought.
That era.
Through the drought, but we never made the playoffs with a good defense.
The Williams brothers.
Yeah.
Kyle Williams. Mario Williams.
Right. We didn't make the playoffs.
We had some great defenses.
Correct. When we made the playoffs.
The Williams
playoffs. When we made the playoffs.
They're not brothers.
We had always had great offenses and a defense that would get us there.
I don't know. We had a pretty good, in 2017, a pretty good defense. But
I think so.
We only could score 6 points against Jacksonville because of Tyrod Taylor.
You know why that is?
We lose the game 9-6.
Apparently because he didn't study.
Mediocrity.
9-6. We lose a game 9-6. Who loses a game 9-6?
That's mediocrity. We played not to lose, and I hate that. You don't play not to lose. You play to win.
Not no
and then
more,
with
though.
Josh Allen, though, you play to win. We throw darts. That like last night, CeeDee Lamb dropped 5 passes that could have won that game.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I watched a bit of it.
Up you to think CeeDee Lamb could have had like 200 yards receiving?
Easily.
I think the fix is in. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either, man. It's like
he was told to drop balls.
After
the lightning, after the lightning thing, he was told to drop balls.
The lightning strikes. Larry's going crazy on me. Oh, Virginia. Bum, 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 bum.
Sorry, well, Virginia, married. There is no Santa Claus.
Oh, God. Everyone in Vegas was like, oh, neither team has a defense. We can go ahead and write it up. 47.5, this is easy. And so you take the over, it's 47.5. At halftime, it's 41 at halftime.
It's
you
hard.
Need 6 points. You got 3. That's it. All half. And then that's only because
the
they kicked the field goal and they went, oh, lightning. Oh, look. Oh, we have to stop now.
Put the hammer down.
Put the no hammer down. No play for you.
It's the new COVID.
And then
lightning. It's a new COVID. It's a new COVID.
We'll find out. We'll find out Sunday night.
It's a new COVID.
Lightning storm.
Then after that COVID lightning came out, it was punt, 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 punt.
You're on a roll. COVID lightning is hitting.
Let him go. Let him go, Jimmy. Let him go, Jimmy.
I don't know where that came from.
He's on a roll, Jimmy.
He's on a roll.
Yeah. Keep going, buddy.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
It's home.
No.
No. Where is everybody watching the game?
I'm going to be
at your house.
I'm going to be at the Buffalo Bills Stadium.
We'll be right here. You're welcome to join us.
I'm
on the back patio outside, not up here in this cramped studio.
You coming here?
Mm-mm. He's welcome. You guys are welcome. Yes.
No, I'm going to be at the game.
You're going to game?
Mama's got to work, so I don't know what we're doing.
Well,
but it's a Sunday nighter, so I'll usually go home for Sunday night because
it's late.
Yeah, right? I turned into a pumpkin about 9.
We could do a halftime over here if you want. We don't have to do this. We can go out in the patio. That's where we're going to watch it in the patio.
Well, Gerald's going to be at the game.
That's where
we're leaving at noon.
And we're making chicken wings on the grill. We're doing chicken wings.
That's it? Just noon?
Dude.
Yeah.
It's an 8:20 game.
How old are you now?
It's an 8:20 game.
You're such a young child.
This is the best first week podcast ever.
Oh, Mama will be there.
Mama will be there.
Well,
I'm going to drive my tractor to town.
She's driving her tractor here.
I can pick you up, actually.
No, drive your tractor. Drive the tractor.
Come on, ride that train. Ride it. Woo! Woo!
Sirens are blowing.
Choo-choo train.
Right? All right, Mom. So,
by the way,
you're welcome to have. Oh, you still got some left.
You can have 6 more if you want.
Is it too loud? I can turn it down for you.
Huh?
No, that just won't stay on my head.
Oh.
Well, you
got
to.
Oh, you got a small head like Jerry.
There you go. Put it over there, top there.
Well, no,
there,
not
here.
Not,
way
here,
better.
Let me help you out.
There you go.
How was that?
You got duct tape?
Well, it's not about style, is it? My mother's like George Versace.
Yeah.
Armani. Armani just passed away. Did you know that?
I see it on TV.
I know. He was so good.
I saw it on the TV. Oh, my God.
So.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Archie, tell me all about it. Archie.
Archie.
Oh, Archie Versace, I tell you, I saw it on the daily.
Archie, tell me all about it, Archie.
That was one of Doug's favorites.
Archie.
Because he used to say I was...
You were...
Edith?
Edith.
Oh, Archie, but I gotta wear pants.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played songs that made the hit parade. Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days. And you knew who you were then. Girls were girls and men were men. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare states. Everybody pulled their weight. G.I. Roller, Sal Rangrage. Those were the days.
Yay! See, Mom, that's what we do on Friday nights.
Back when girls were girls and boys were boys.
No, men were men.
Men were men?
They didn't make it to boys yet.
Right.
Boy.
Boys to men, they played last night.
They
wouldn't
did.
That be, wouldn't that be great where boys were boys?
And men were men.
And men were men and girls were girls.
Jerry, the political one is on Thursdays.
Oh.
Yes.
It's on Thursday.
Tonight we just go,
yeah.
Hey.
Yay.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
You sang it. You sang it.
I didn't sing it.
I didn't sing it. I lived in it.
You lived it.
I done had me a LaSalle, and that some bitch ran great.
With Italian dressing?
With Italian dressing. What the fuck, Jude?
A pretzel with an Etzel?
Pretzel with an Etzel.
Your mom made me say the F word.
What you talking about, Willis? What are you talking about, Willis?
What do they have, Willis?
Willis.
Willis.
Isn't he dead, a little kid?
Yeah. Gary Coleman's passed.
Oh, really?
So is Teddy Bridges, right? Todd?
Todd Bridges?
Todd Bridges. I think
he's dead too, right?
Todd Burgess?
Todd Bridges. No, not.
Is any relation to
Todd Gatens?
My God.
Yes, they like the same, you know, devil music.
The devil music. All right. So.
Big bet.
So funny. So funny. So funny.
Big bet.
Big bet.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Big Ben.
You're going to go home with no shoes by the time we're done.
You might want to put a T at the end of ball. like Balt.
Like Bolt.
We're going to go.
Balt.
Malt?
Wait a minute. Larry won.
C.
Larry.
Oh.
Jerry.
And Jude.
M.
And Jude.
And J. M. Give it for Mama.
I'll do it for Mama.
Mama.
For
Mama. Mama J.
All right.
Here
we go.
So.
We're not doing it yet. We got to pick the other game.
Yeah, we got to pick the other game.
We have a lot to do, don't we?
Oh, we have a lot to do.
We haven't gone around the league.
Oh, my God.
Here's Scotty off the microphone over here. Hi.
Around the league.
Oh, well, he's going rogue. He's going rogue.
For everybody listening,
yes.
Scott.
Which is all of none people.
He did erase.
Joanna was.
Trade Kevin Adams on the big board. Just for now. Is that too soon, Larry?
Yeah, it's way too soon. It's not October.
Let me. I can put.
You want to trade Kevin Adams? You have to. You can't trade him. You can shoot him, but you can't trade him.
Oh.
Scott.
Oh no! I don't want to shoot nobody.
No,
I can. No. Trade has
tradio.
Trade.
Tradio.
Kevin Adams.
Tradio. Kevin with a Y.
Kevin with a Y.
I don't know.
But why?
I have a lawnmower. Can I please get Kevin Adams for it?
I'm looking for
a lawnmower.
I have a pair of lawn jarts. Anybody want to buy them?
One of them. I lost one in the tree, and it came down.
I lost one in my ex's head. I do not know where it went from there.
Well, I knew exactly where it went, but she ran like the wind.
Oh my God, you guys have Run Like the Wind.
Oh, Run Like the Wind.
Yeah, that's what's his name?
Oh,
you guys got to know this song.
Yeah,
you
I know this song. Run Like
this
the Wind.
This guy sounds like he's drunk, but it's not, though. He's pretty sober. He's mostly sober.
He's been healthy all year, just training up, just doing a whole lot of cardio.
Dip, he's doing cardio stuff dip, like this.
Yep.
Who's the guy I loved? The fella, he's dead now.
Rest in peace.
What was his name? I love the guy. You guys would probably like him too.
Buford G. Justice.
Well,
Cletus T. Judd.
No.
Oh, he's good too.
What was his name? Gosh, he was
Roscoe Pico Train.
No, he was in.
He's still alive.
Oh, we're not helping him out at all.
No, you're not. You know.
Daisy Duke.
It'll come to me. It's fine. We don't have to go around the NFL.
Uncle
right
Jesse.
Now. We don't have to go.
Nah, he's dead.
Uncle Jesse dead?
Uncle Jesse dead.
Yeah.
I was Uncle Jesse for Halloween.
Denver Pyle.
He's dead.
I was Uncle Jesse for Halloween.
So, yeah.
Let's start doing some rolling around this league.
Well, you want to go around the league.
I want to go round and round.
We got tonight's game.
Tonight's game.
Jeez, H, man.
This one don't count because it's in Brazil.
Talk about the Brazilians.
Excuse me, Scott, before we pick a game. Well, no, go ahead.
Understood, Mr. Jerry.
No, go ahead. I'm going to ask. This is going to be a something different.
Norm McDonald is the guy I was talking about.
Oh, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead,
I know. That's why I said that, but he's. God, I love Norm McDonald.
Why are we bringing him up? He's dead.
Yeah, why to bring up the dead people?
Well, that's where I'm at tonight. I'm talking about dead people.
All right, go ahead.
I love dead people too.
No.
Just the cops don't like when I love dead people.
I just love Norm. Norm's the best, I think. Well, we were talking earlier about
over
Norm
under.
From Cheers.
Over under 46 and a half.
Don't play the over under because you'll get fucked.
Well, we're not going to play the points like we never do, you know, but it doesn't matter because we're not putting money on it, right? JSL, we all won last night, right?
Yep.
Because the Cowboys blow.
Do you want to hedge your bet?
Richard Rumble.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs tonight. Scott.
Where's the game at?
Fucking
Brazil.
São Paulo.
San Paulo, Brazil.
San Paulo, Brazil.
Brazil.
Oh, well, the girls have no.
Yes. They're not allowed to. You're not allowed to touch the football with your hands.
Then how are they going to hold on to it? How is Patrick Mahomes supposed to throw the ball?
He kick it.
Oh, he kick it?
He kick it.
Kick a ball.
He kick it. He kick it.
How do you score points?
Who's the better kicker? The better kicker is Cameron Deeker, the kicker.
Isn't
I'm taking the goddamn Chargers.
I got the Chargers. I got the San Diego Chargers.
Arriba!
All you guys in your San Diego.
Hold on a minute. Mama J's got a pick.
Mama.
Chiefs.
Oh, you're doing the Chiefs.
Yep.
Scotty and Ma.
I'll
just do the M there. Yep. Okay.
You're a closet Chiefs fan.
We're working on this kind of control.
You can't help yourself, can you? Oh, that Patrick! That Patrick Mahomes is so cute.
And then Mama, you're the M, and then J and L right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Who'd you take last night?
Take the Eagles.
I didn't watch anything.
Take the Eagles.
I watch Big Brother.
Take the Eagles. Take the Eagles, Mom.
Take the Eagles.
Mama's taking Big Brother.
Yeah. Well, last night, the Eagles. Man, I thought it would have been weird. I thought it would have been like 52 to like 17.
Yeah, somebody, right? I seen somebody actually called the Giant or the Cowboys beating them.
Mm.
And they probably should have.
I thought 32 to 20 or something like that, but they played a good game last night. So,
Buccaneer. How much is a Buccaneer?
Oh, it's a little under a buck.
I think it. Atta boy.
That's what Fenton gets for him.
Tampa Bay. Who's quarterback?
That it would be
Baker Mayfield.
Baker.
Oh, yeah. Baker Mayfield.
Oh, Baker Mayfield.
The short guy.
And this game's where?
The other one has Michael Penis Jr. So,
Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Penis.
Where's this game at, Larry?
Penis.
It's Junior. It's in Atlanta.
Junior, it's a small one.
I'm gonna probably go with the Bucks on this one. I don't know. I'm gonna go with the Bucks.
All right, I got the Falcons.
Really?
Yep.
Anybody else with the Bucks?
Yeah, give me the Falcons.
Yeah, I'll go too.
With the Falcons?
Yeah, what the hell? I don't know.
Mom?
Mama liked the Phoenix.
And Jerry and Larry. Okay. All right. Well, I like what you're. I like your style.
MJL.
Love your swagger.
Bengals.
That's good.
Swangle it.
Bengals.
Well, the Browns.
Bengals.
Do you know? I mean, does anyone know what the Browns are going to do?
Bengals.
I hate division games like this.
Bengals by a billion.
I would love the Browns to win this game.
I don't think so.
That's the hard part for me to bet against them. Like, not we're betting. We don't have any. There's no money involved.
No, but I'm going to say
Bengals.
I think the Browns defense is way better than Bengals, but the Bengals offense is a gazillion times better than the Browns.
So are we all picking?
No, I'm taking the Browns 51-49.
What?
Okay.
The Bengals are terrible defensively.
They are. Bengals. But the Browns offense is playing Pembroke.
Are you picking
him? Shane Falco has six good games in him, and he's going to use them in the first 6 weeks.
He's going to blow his load.
He's picking the Browns. What are you picking?
I got the Browns.
Oh, I got the Bengals.
All right.
Mama J got the Bengals.
Right. That's fine. That's good. This is not a big deal. Like no one wins here. I gotta tell you guys, we win.
We win.
So bad.
We win free drinks. Right. Jim's.
It's pride.
Oh, there's going to be some of that.
It's pride.
There'll be some free drinks. Yeah. Sure.
Come on down to Jim's Saloon. Open every day at noon. Yeah.
Every July to June.
From July to June.
July to June.
What the hell?
We lost our leader, so
yeah.
This is where shit gets real.
Well, we're not going to talk about another game yet. Right?
No, we can talk about games. We can talk about all sorts of shit.
You want to talk about the Colts sucking bad?
He's gone. We got carte blanche.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry, does this look infected to you?
No, not at all.
No.
Did you ever get rid of that rash?
Yeah, it hurts like hell.
Did it?
Oh. Yeah.
My wife gave me a cream for that.
Oh, yeah. I need it. Jude.
I'm in Walmart like a couple years ago. I'm buying some shit to wash the side by side, right? I'm in there, and Clancy comes in, and he goes, hey.
Clancy.
He goes, hey, did you ever get rid of that rash? And I go, no, man. I go, the wife gave it to me. I go, she hasn't got rid of it neither. She just looks at me and she's shaking her head. Clancy's laughing his ass off.
It happens. I don't know what to tell you.
Whatever, man.
Clancy.
If you can't laugh, I went by.
You can't laugh. You got nothing.
I walked by today and he lifted his shirt. I beeped my horn. I had to go to the East Pembroke Mall. best thing ever, is it not?
I know.
The East Pembroke Mall? Love the East Pembroke Mall.
Come on.
East Pembroke Mall.
East Pembroke Mall is the best ever.
Right. And then there's the Basin Mall and the Corfu Mall.
I don't care, but I love the East Pembroke Mall.
And the Akron Mall and the Crittenden Mall and the Alden Mall.
I don't care about everybody else's mall.
Oh, my God. We don't need a Dollar General in every damn town with anything within 2 miles.
I love it. Because I do not have to go uptown at all.
Oh, no.
Uptown?
Batavia.
Uptown funk you up.
No, Uptown funk you up. I will funk you up.
Yeah.
I'm very noted in our East Pembroke.
Oh, you're very noticed.
Very noted. They all laugh at me when I come in. Oh, the marshmallow lady's here.
The marshmallow lady.
Okay.
Yeah, I buy
bags. All right, the cat wrangler is back in the building.
Well, I just had to go pee.
It's understandable.
Everything come out all right.
Everything came out perfectly.
Attaboy.
Guys, I love you guys, you know, but it has nothing to do with my last.
Dolphins at the Colts.
12 minutes.
Oh, God.
Felt like 12 minutes, but it's like.
Why did it take you 12 minutes?
It took me 12 minutes.
What is your name?
I need to, like, keep
and you number two.
Two.
I'm going with the Colts on this one.
Oh, I got the Dolphins.
Who's their quarterback?
Colts? Danny Dimes.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones from the Giants.
Miami.
Miami's got Tua. Tua.
Tua?
You know, okay, I'll go. Scott's going there. Scott.
I got Tua.
Cool.
And Larry.
No.
Oh, no.
No, Larry's got the Colts.
Larry.
Wow, I am going off the board on all of you guys.
Are you going Colts? Because I'm going Colts. So
I'm going Colts.
Let's go Jerry, Mom,
and Scott.
Scott. And
oh, you're going Colts?
Yeah, doing Colts.
I just think so.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
I don't. Go ahead.
All right.
Until Tua dies, I got Miami.
Tua. All right. Well, there we go.
That's what we got.
There we go. So the Panthers and the Jaguars.
Jaguars.
I don't know. I don't give a shit about this game. I'm going to put all my shit on the fucking Jaguars because I think the Panthers are.
I'm going with the hairdresser.
Yeah. Anybody else? Where are we going?
Me.
You're going Panthers?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, what the?
Mom's taking the Panthers. Jerry?
I'm just guessing.
Not so much.
My heart says Jaguars.
I'm taking the fucking.
I'm going Jaguars.
Okay. Scott, Larry.
Jerry.
Boom.
Saturday Night Live.
I just like doing your L. Sorry, Larry.
I'm always the L.
The Raiders.
I'm always the L.
Raiders.
So this one no one cares about, really.
I got the Patriots by a million.
Do you, really?
Yep.
A Brazilian?
No, I got the Patriots. I'll take the Patriots.
In Gillette Stadium, these fucking guys are coming, the Raiders, and they're going to win.
Who's going to win?
I would think no. I think you're right. The Patriots are going to win.
Yeah. Patriots are going to push the Bills for the division.
I agree with that.
Probably. Yep, Patriots.
Lawrence?
I got the Raiders.
Really?
Yeah.
Larry?
Ooh. There's a lot of solo L's up on this board right now.
Yep, it's going to be a lot of L's.
It could swing everything.
It could, but it's not.
All the way.
So, Mom.
Mom's got the Patriots.
Yeah. Patriots, so there we are. So
it's Scott, Mom,
Scott,
and
Jerry.
MS.
There we go.
You guys will be okay. It's okay.
The fact that it's the second line, we'll figure
it out. Getting it on and flowing, you'll be okay.
Okay. Steelers and the Jets. Wait, is going to.
Isn't there one?
Yeah, there's one over that way more, isn't there?
Wait, is there really?
Yeah. Break right.
Okay.
Go up. Attaboy.
Wait a second. No one cares about this game at all.
Oh, give me the Cardinals by a gazillion.
Okay. You don't vote against the home team on their own.
Give me the Saints are going to pick first overall.
Jerry, have you learned?
You're right.
They are going to pick first.
Arch Manning.
Oh. Yeah, but he's terrible. They can take him.
He's not even that good.
He's terrible.
So, here we go.
I got the Cardinals.
I'm taking the Saints. So, Jerry's taking the Cardinals.
I'm taking the Cardinals.
You commie bastard.
Larry? Mom?
Oh, let's go Saints. What the hell?
Oh,
when the Saints
come marching in. Oh, when the Saints come marching in. Jude will have your number. Oh, when the Saints come marching in.
Woo-hoo! You guys never cease to amaze me. You never do. The Steelers, 1 o'clock. Don't you love 1 o'clock games?
I do.
1 o'clock, Steelers at the Jets, which is odd because.
Is it Benny and the Jets?
Benny
and the Jets. Hey, kids.
Benny and the Jets.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is not going to go into Pittsburgh or go back to the Jets and win, right?
I got Pittsburgh.
I think he might.
I got Pittsburgh.
I think I'm taking Pittsburgh here.
I got Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Come on, Larry. Take the Jets, you loser.
I'm taking the Jets.
Mom.
I'm taking the Jets.
I got Pittsburgh.
Jerry. And then the solo L.
Yeah.
Well, let me put another.
Justin Fields is going to stick a little.
Really? Sally Fields, kid?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Sally Fields.
You know, Gidget.
Gidget. Oh, yeah. So Giants Commanders. This is kind of a good game, I think.
I agree. I like Daniel Jones.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
What?
Yeah, big Daniel Jones fan.
Oh, yeah. The Commanders, they're picking the Commanders to win the goddamn empire.
Oh, you know, really?
The whole thing.
The whole empire.
Entire empire. The Giants are like, I don't know.
The Death Star is functional. They might win the empire.
They got the
Death Star. Who you got, Larry? You get the first pick this time.
Yeah, Commanders for fun.
What?
Commanders for fun.
Mm-hmm. No Brian Daboll.
Yeah, no. Russell Wilson is fucking... Sorry. My bad, Mama June. Russell Wilson is...
Their defense is pretty terrible. Good.
Command, give me the right? Giants.
Terrible.
Larry's got the Commanders.
Jerry?
I got the Giants.
I'll go with Larry. We'll do Commanders.
You can go with me anytime,
okay. Dude. So Scott, Mama, and Larry.
Yep.
There you go.
All right.
That's when Jerry was on the wrong side of history.
Broncos by a gazillion. I got Broncos.
Are you an idiot?
I don't know if I would say that.
I got Broncos
by take a Titans. Really? Scott's taking the Titans.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I like the Broncos, but I think the Titans are just too good defensively.
Bo Nix, baby.
You know who their quarterback is, right? Broncos.
So
we dealt with this all last year. Oh, Bo Nix.
We're doing this Christ. Again.
Yeah,
we're doing it again. Yeah.
I got Broncos.
Mama, what are you like?
Mama.
Titans.
Okay.
I'm going to Broncos.
All right.
Larry. No, fuck you. You Bo can't Nix. Jump on the Bo Nix.
I like it. It's fine. That's good. So me and Mama.
That's ooh.
Good. Oh, boy. Oh, no. It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey out with another calf injury.
I see that. What the fuck? It was like today.
Yeah, but the worst news is Sam Darnold is in with good health. So I take the Niners.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay. Yeah, I'm taking the Niners. Scott, taking the Niners. You guys.
49ers.
Anybody else picking the Niners here?
Yeah, me.
Larry?
You know, I'll go.
Mom?
I'm going to go this. Ready?
Ow!
I'm going lone wolf, baby.
Are you?
Give me the Seahawks.
Jerry. Okay. You could win the big one here.
I'm going lone wolf.
What do you think of this one? This is going to be... This ooh. Is 420. Is this a Saturday game or no?
No, this is a 425 game Sunday.
Oh, dude.
This is a great game to watch before the Bills game. This is a great game to watch. It's a pregame, man.
Yeah, there you go.
It's preseason.
It's why I want to be awake.
No, this is a great game to watch. You don't even have to drink. You can just watch.
Okay. What? All right. Wait a second.
Did you just say, what?
I did.
What?
Why don't you have to drink?
Because it's not the Bills.
Oh.
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 I got to mow my lawn or something. I need a job.
I got the Packers.
You need a
job. Of course you do. A lot of fudge in your
family. I got the Packers.
I'm taking the Lions.
I got the Packers.
A lot of fudge in that family.
Scott's taking the Lions.
All right. I'll go with you, Scott.
Oh, Mom's taking Lions.
You know, it's going to take me a few games to when I get adjusted.
Yes. No, it takes a minute, Mama.
We're going to give you the slip every week. If we can beat Mama.
I'm going with Jerry.
Really?
Yeah.
He loves Pat. So
Jerry.
Fudge packing, too.
I do.
And Larry.
I do. I just.
I don't know. I think the Packers
are going to be. Tied in a nice little bow.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
Texans and Rams.
Texans versus the Rams at home.
I'm going to tell you again, the Rams by a gazillion. Texans suck. Their offensive line is terrible. Terrible.
Terrible?
Terrible.
Terrible.
And they have no running game.
Huh.
They got Nick Chubb.
Okay, he's in, whatever, dude. You can take Nick Chubb and throw him in a fucking closet for all I care. Give me the Rams by a million.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to take Nick Chubb and throw him in a closet. Give me the Texans.
Okay, me too. Scott, Larry.
Yep.
Mom?
Yep.
And then Jerry's taking Rams?
I'm the Rams.
There's only one retired in the group.
Yep, Larry.
He can make money, though. You never know. So now we got this one game here, right?
What? No, not one.
On
we
the
won't. Do,
there.
We won't do that one yet because we do that one by the point. This one here, we're gonna do the Monday night game, which is the Vikings at the Bears.
The Bears.
I think the Bears.
I got the Bears.
I don't know, man. The Bears seem.
Fair. I'm going with the Bears.
I'm taking the Vikings.
J.J. McCarthy is terrible.
I'm going with the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Bears.
Scott's taking the Vikings. Anyone else taking the Vikings?
You're lone wolf?
I guess so.
Yeah, lone wolf.
J-L-N-L. Right, there you go. You guys all got your shit there. That's good.
Maybe. Wait. What? Before we go, what is the over-under for the Bills game?
52 and a half. A Brazilian.
No, what's it
on
say?
On the Bills game?
It says 52 and a half.
Why does it say 51 and a half?
Overnighters, under is the 51 and a half.
That's the opening is 52 and a half. Current is 51 and a half.
Yeah.
So it's 51 and a half, the over-under. I don't think
they're not scoring that much. I would go under.
Can we do a over-under also on our picks?
No, because that's when the fix comes in.
Oh,
like
all right.
Last night, and I don't want to talk about it.
I don't know. I don't give a shit.
Somebody want to give me gas money for the ride home because we're going to have some problems?
All right, so Scott gets a pick first, I guess.
Where? Over here?
You're up first. It says right there on the thing.
Let me save the file before.
Okay.
File.
So, you ain't got to yell at me. I'm sensitive.
I don't need to do that. We can roll the dice or something.
Yeah. Let's flip a coin. You got a dice?
Let's give last year's champion the first shot.
Which is you.
Who won?
You.
You did.
Who won?
Yeah, Larry won.
I'd like to hear this. Who won, Jerry?
I might need another beer.
Jerry, who won last year?
Some douchebag. Wearing a stupid peach fucking golf shirt.
Oh, well, this is the peachy motherfucker you like.
Is it salmon?
No, wait a minute. Salmon.
It's Solomon. It's Solomon.
It's Salmon.
It's Reggie Solomon.
Jerry, it is Salmon.
It's Salmon.
Salmon.
Who eats Salmon anyways?
I like... Oh, on a little fucking little brick of cheese?
It's good for you.
Salamander.
Yeah.
Oh, now don't get me started on them little bastards. They're quick like bunnies. Oh,
all right, they're salmon.
Wiggle.
No, that is...
Okay.
Wiggle.
Honestly, you're more peach than anything. That's more peach.
No, I think...
You're peachy.
I want to go salmon.
Come on, peachy boy.
Listen, next week I'm bringing hot pink baby.
Let's go, peachy boy.
Well,
I'm going, well,
we're waiting.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe.
There's nothing left to look at up here. We've picked everything. We're not doing this anymore.
I know, but I had a score in mind and I'm changing it.
Wait. Before we pick this game.
Yeah, I understood. Wait. He's picking
come
first.
Come on down to Jim's Saloon. We're open every day at noon. From June to June.
I should probably find it. I don't know. Where the fuck it are? Where is that? Goddamn.
I thought we had a commercial break.
This has to be our commercial break before the Bills pick.
The Dudes. It's called Dudes. All right, wait. Where Mom, is it? You got your headphones on?
Wait.
Mom, you got this?
You gotta have it.
I got it, man.
Yeah. Because you gotta find it, you know. Oh.
Come on down to Jim's Saloon. We're open every day at noon. Hottest wings and the coldest beer around.
On ice in the summertime.
Wednesday is our wing night. $9 gets a dozen right. And Saturday, we'll do it all over again.
Not many places do two nights.
The only dough that Jim ever makes is fresh for the pizza he bakes. Come down and have some Thursday nights.
Thursday's our pizza night.
Come on down to Jim's Saloon. June, grab a stool, sit your ass on down.
Yeah, sit your ass on down, man. That's where we're at these days, right? Yeah, Jim's Saloon. Yeah, it's good.
You want to laugh? Go to Jim's Saloon. You want some good wings? Go to Jim's Saloon. You want some good pizza? Go to Jim's Saloon. You want
good times.
To see Larry in
real
his
people
peach shirt? Go to Jim's Saloon.
I think it's salmon.
I don't know. It's more peachy.
It's salmon. And if you want to see him in the salmon shirt, you go to his mama's womb.
Oh, I'll tell you right now.
Anywho.
Jim Tomaselli, he had a little bit of a setback this year.
He is at
the VA. VA, yes. Yep. My wife sees him.
He'll be fine, working his way back.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah. We love the man.
We miss Jim.
Yeah. I miss Jim. The one-man band, man.
Absolutely.
Yep.
The only guy around that could play a one-man band.
Dude, he invented it.
He did,
too. He did it by himself. It was like
harmonica and the drums
and stuff.
Everything, like, man.
His feet and stuff.
The guy was awesome with the raspy voice.
Yep. Yeah.
With the raspy voice.
Danica Patrick. Oh, no. Patrick Holmes. Patrick Mahomes. Oh, what are we doing?
Mahomes.
Did we pick all our picks?
We did to the Bills pick.
We're on to our big pick of the night.
The big pick.
The big bet. This is where it all happens, Ma.
And the loser that won last year gets to pick first.
He's going to rip it out.
Who would be me?
No, the loser that won last year.
So what we do here, we pick the score of the game.
Okay.
So Baltimore is on top because they're at Buffalo.
Okay.
Baltimore and Buffalo. So
hypothetically. Yeah. Hypothetically, Baltimore 0 and Buffalo 73.
Here's
the bad thing.
Oh, the old Bears scored back in 1924. I tell you, that was a hell of a game right there.
I think they're going to run us. No,
Scott. Larry's picking first.
Oh, yeah, because he was the worst last year or the best?
He's the best but the worst.
Oh, okay.
Who was what? Worst or best?
Come on, Peach.
Was that the best? Is that the best?
Was
come on, Peachy. You like this little fuzz, don't you?
Which end?
Peachy, let's go. You're Peachy.
Kind of tickles your nose a little bit.
You're up, Peachy King. Peachy, you're up.
I'm going to take the Bills.
Of course. If you don't.
Oh, no.
If you don't take the Bills.
I'm going to say the Bills with 32.
Ooh, I love the O.J. Simpson number.
And I'm going to put Baltimore at 27.
Whoa, we got some 59.
There'll be some fireworks.
Really?
It'll be throwing because I love Sanders and Deion Walker. I think that'll be a really good shit up at the middle.
I think they're going to stop the run pretty good
I like the kids.
Pritchard's not playing neither.
Okay.
They're starting fullback.
Wow. Which is Ricard.
I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. I told you I can mess up anybody's name. Pritchard, Ricard.
P. Ricard.
Yeah.
Pritchard.
That's what I read it as. So bad. I'm bad. I'm really bad.
That's all right. I can't. Whatever, man. Whatever.
All right. So, Jerry, I got you.
Okay. I'll go up. I'll go now.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills, of course.
Uh-huh. Of course.
I'm going to go with a score of 31.
I like it.
To 24.
Whoa!
Close game. Close game.
I think you're right.
A close game.
Now, Mom.
Mom.
You're up next.
You're up.
How many points do you think the Buffalo Bills will score?
Some of those numbers that are down are some of the numbers I was thinking about.
You can say the same numbers.
Yeah, you can say.
You can say 31. You can say 30. You can say 33.
You can agree with Jerry. You can say.
You can say, don't agree with Larry because he's effed up.
I can say whatever you want.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Mama.
Oh, she's trying math. Look at that smoke.
Anybody that's not anybody that cannot see Mama J on our TVs right now, she took her shoes off so she can add
the camera cast. We don't have a lot of cameras.
The camera cast.
Which will work?
Come on, baby.
We're working on that, you know, but it costs money.
Yeah.
So we gotta.
We don't have the money.
We have no money.
We're trying to get donors.
We're gonna take our empties back.
We're going to do Buffalo 35.
Okay. Whoa, I love her.
Yeah.
And say.
I love that. Oh, man, if they score 35 points.
I like it.
21 for.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, big 14 point win. I love it.
Holy cow.
I love it.
I like that a lot.
That's a great score. Honestly, I really do. That's a great score.
Our defense, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A couple picks.
You know, I went and made a deal.
Uh-oh. With the devil.
Yeah, almost.
Okay.
Almost. Oh, we're listening.
Spectrum.
Oh, that's the devil, yeah.
Well, yeah, the devil.
Yes.
Yeah, and Spectrum.
Hello.
Hello. We're the devil.
I said,
call me Time Warner.
I'm going to change my lineup for Spectrum.
Oh, now they're pricky bastards.
Yes. So I said, you know, I am a sports person. And I said, we're going to keep the sports lineup.
Atta girl.
And I says, we're going to do away with movies. I don't watch movies. I cannot read a book and watch a movie.
At the same time.
No. So let's do away with the movies.
I got rid of gum for the same reason.
So
you can't walk and chew.
I have like 15 channels I can go.
I like that.
To. And most of 80% of them are sports.
Yeah, Mama J.
Yep. So
does it save you money? With yes. Your plan?
It was 200. Mm. No, mm. Wait, no, wait. 204. And I got it down to.
$200 for 15 channels?
No, no. We're coming.
Listen, down. Larry.
Okay. This is the beginning.
And I got it down to 142.
That a girl.
For 15 because channels?
Why pay for movies when I don't watch them?
Right.
I agree.
So, would you teach your mother how to stream things? 15 is just like a dollar a channel.
I know. I don't.
You could. You could.
I don't want to get.
You could.
You can watch all the sports you want.
Okay, so yeah, Scott's going to pick.
Larry's going to come on.
Sorry. Okay. Right. Scott's picking up.
Scott's in. Scott's up.
If I pick the Bills to lose, you guys are going to kill me.
Yeah, we're going to murder
You've
you.
You've done
we're
it gonna, before. Yeah.
37.
Baltimore. Oh, wow. Oh, mama. Oh, 17.
Whoa. Yeah, sorry, guys.
Oh.
Too many injuries on defense.
That's a good call.
You know what? It's not far from wrong, right?
Takes a very brave man to do this.
In his home state.
I know, right?
And it also takes a very stupid man.
Stupid man?
You are a brave, stupid man.
You're very brave.
You're stupid,
but
man.
But yet stupid.
You're brave as hell.
Stupid.
But you're a dumb cocksucker.
I've soaked a cork.
You've soaked a cork.
Ooh,
yes.
Baby.
I'm not such a succubus.
Perhaps.
Maybe that's what
sucker and suffer
tash. You guys are fucking with me now, aren't you? That's fine though. That's good, right? You guys are crazy.
So when do the Sabres start?
Yeah.
Oh, the Sabres start soon.
Oh, this is a Bills podcast. This has nothing to do with the Sabres. It's nothing bloody hell.
Oh yeah. We don't have a hockey team. That's right. NHL's going to get rid of us.
Right.
They're going to put us in Hartford. We're going to be the Hartford Sabres.
The Wolfpack. It's the Wolfpack, Jerry.
Matter of fact, I think Rochester's going to take over our team because they're probably better.
They can put more people in the stands.
That's the case.
Yes. Hold on. How do you trade your best scorer and you don't get somebody back?
They did.
How? How?
Did you not see the guy? He's like 6 foot fucking 10. Sorry, mama. He's 6 foot 10.
Who?
The goddamn defenseman they got back.
So he's going to score 30 goals?
Doesn't need to.
Oh, okay. Right. All right.
Kulich will step up. They're fine. They're fine. Oh.
Paterka's going to score. He's going to be a 50-goal scorer in freaking Utah.
I don't think so.
I'll bet you, man.
Bring it. It's over here,
I'll
darling.
I'll bet you all day long.
It's over here.
We ain't got to.
I'll bet about
Carter.
Jim Saloon.
Hey, Carter.
I like
Carter.
I like
I'm not going to spit on you.
From now till noon.
I'm just telling you.
Sabres make the playoffs because of Adam's moves this year. But that's a whole different podcast.
What? Defense. You got to score.
I agree.
Who's going to put the biscuit in the basket? Nobody.
Puts the lotion in the basket.
Guys, what's our call this weekend?
Buffalo Bills? By a million.
Yeah?
No, apparently Baltimore by 20.
Oh.
Ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie.
No, you guys, so you understand that Derrick Henry plays for Baltimore.
You understand you know how Chris Collinsworth said, they got that right there is 700 pounds of running back going through there. Well, we have 700 pounds of D tackle.
Yeah.
Literally.
I love
not one his
guy.
Math.
No, one guy.
Not his math.
Last night he said that, and then the next verse he said, the quarterback's done this by himself all night, and he's like, dude, you're just singing songs.
Yeah, I hate him.
It's just really bad. I mean, he just gets too...
Does he do Sunday nights?
Yeah.
I'm glad I can't hear him.
He sure does.
Oh, by the way, I got the season tickets for the new stadium.
Nice. Wow. What was your PSL?
$1,000.
Okay.
All right.
That's
not horrible.
No.
Four seats.
Okay. $1,000 apiece.
Oh, geez.
Good for you.
Crap. Yep. My sister and I. So I paid the $2,000 right up front because, you know, everybody says I make so much money. So
you do make a lot of money.
What's that? Catherine.
Kathy.
JJ's a little brother.
Yeah.
JJ's a little brother.
Yeah.
Yep.
No. We got him. So we're in the south.
Catherine is JJ's little brother?
No, not at all. No. She's her older sister. Yeah, but it's funny.
Uh-huh. That's what... Mm-hmm. Dad Strang used to call her JJ's little brother.
Yeah.
JJ's little brother.
Yeah.
And then she's
your
older sister.
And then she's.
She'd come over.
A girl.
Ice breaking and stuff.
But you're a.
Yeah.
Hermaphrodite. Okay. All right. Carry on. All right.
Hermaphrodite.
But we're in the southeast corner.
Oh, then that's fine.
It's awesome. I can't wait.
What happens down there stays down there.
It's good. It's fun.
I'm okay with
it. I can't wait. That the experience of getting the tickets were, the guy was awesome. The stadium's going to be, it's going to be fabulous.
They pull you in the whole game day experience. Buddy of mine got him too, and he said it was pretty cool.
No,
but it was all personal, right? They pulled both of you in.
It was actually me, my son Trevor, Kathy brought her son Theron, and herself. We all came in because usually it's me and Trevor going all the games. Right. And we sat there, and the seats, though, man, you have a big guy like me and my nephew, we can literally walk down the seat now, the aisle, without going like this.
Okay.
Nice.
You know what I'm talking about. No. You understand what I'm talking about? But
at home, Jerry thinks he lost some weight.
It's so much nicer. I mean, it really is. And I told the guy, I said, listen, I go, you know, Mr. Pegula should have contacted me before he built the stadium. And he looks at me. I go, no, I'm dead serious.
Right.
I go, you guys ought to have a little discounted seat or standing room only area to watch the game. You know, like,
I think
say,
do
40
they
bucks.
They have that, right?
They don't. But he goes, funny you said that. He goes, we are thinking about that. I go, it's a brilliant idea because you can get another 10,000 people in that stadium. But the concourses, you've been to the games. The concourse, you can't see the game going on when you're at the concourse.
But you can the food court that side.
But this one, you go up to a concourse at any level, you can see the whole game going on still.
Nice.
Which is all open, which is kind of cool. That to me, that's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
It's a huge, I mean, you know, you don't want to leave to go get a beer, right? And then you're missing the game. But people leave, and then it's like, but you still want to watch a game. So
I like it.
I'm interested. It'll be fun. And I can't wait. I get to go to the first game after they raise a Super Bowl trophy.
Let's close
that's
this.
The banner.
Let's close this year out with a goddamn Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. We'll they're going to raise. Next year, they're right? going to raise it. They're going to raise the banner in the new stadium.
So, gentlemen, till next week.
Till next week.
Wait, gentlemen. What are you rude?
Gentle mamas.
Mama.
Go Bills.
Mama.
Go
Church.
Bills.
Go Bills.
Yeehaw.
Out here on Earth to outer space, it's Pembroke, New York, to all over the place, from around the corner.
bars and over the hills just to talk the Buffalo Bills. It's the Larry and Jerry. It's sometimes it's scary. It's a Larry and Jerry show.